You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon, high above the streets of Chicago, there on the 23rd floor of the Boeing building. Mark Russo sets, taking in the weather forecast for the world and our Midwest. How are you? Are you ready to become
a... I feel like Superman here, Todd.
You're a superhero, dude.
Not even close.
Okay, tell me about the weather forecast near term for the Eastern Corn Belt in particular.
Well, we see a continuation of unsettled conditions here across the Eastern Corn Belt, all the way through Thursday across portions of Ohio and adjacent areas of Michigan and Indiana. For here in Illinois, it does look like we miss out on much of the precip with our close low. You know, we got it here over the weekend, but as far as the forecast over the next several days, with the exception of a few sprinkles here and there, especially on into tomorrow night into Wednesday, much of Illinois remains on the dry side. But Ohio and adjacent areas, that's the issue area right now as they continue to get significant rainfall the next few days.
And to the west?
The area of note out west is the Dakotas and on into Minnesota, especially the northern sections where those areas will see more significant rains return here during the latter part of this week. And that area obviously has had its flooding issues, which still continue across that area, although not as high water levels and as much flooded fields compared to back a couple weeks ago. But with more rains returning to that area, that is a problem area out west. But in between, you know, much of Iowa and Illinois, Wisconsin, Nebraska areas are in good shape here. You know, we do see some more rains return over the upcoming weekend and next week, but that's a lot of rapid planting here of late, that's not of any kind of concern.
The rancher and farmer have learned to get together in the Great Plains states and to the southwest too for corn and cattle, but Texas is really dry and Kansas seems to not be doing so well for its wheat crop.
Yeah, we do see a bit more optimistic days here for rain coming up across the southern plains, but more so in areas of Nebraska, parts of Kansas, not as much into Oklahoma, and Texas looks like the loser overall here is just prospects do not look very good down there. So, for late developing winter wheat and for corn planting across that area, certainly Texas and up through Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas, that's the area worst off here, whereas further north and east, better your rainfall prospects.
And then along the Mississippi River and the Mississippi Delta, where I made note that when they refer to the Delta, they talk about flooding, but I kind of thought that happened naturally anyway. What will they do? We only have about 40 seconds left.
Yeah, they haven't gotten heavy rainfall here of late. It's still all the heavy rain back from several weeks ago and the snow melt. But that the crest here continues down south into the southern sections of the Mississippi. Now it's just a matter of can the levees continue to hold here as the floodwaters begin to ease and subside over the next few weeks.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. That's the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.